Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Brian Clark and Mark Gunzinger from the Center for Strategic Budgetary Assessments released their paper, Winning the Airwaves, Sustaining America's Advantage in the Electronic Spectrum, on December 1st, warning that America's military frontier will move from radio-controlled drones to jamming radio signals. The paper says the U.S. and Russia are both concerned with blocking radio signals now, with future drones used to launch jamming or hacking attacks. As enemies get their own radio-controlled devices, the U.S. will need to use radio technologies to disable those enemy drones. Quote, the U.S. military could shift toward using unmanned vehicles or expendable payloads that emit low-power jamming noise in the radio frequency spectrum, or dazzling electro-optical infrared sensors, or narrowly focused radar beams to establish accurate targeting information for attacks, unquote. The authors write. Drones will also be used as decoys to draw enemy fire and discover enemy positions, and cruise missiles will launch hacks and bomb radio signals with static. Light detection and ranging lasers, or LIDAR, will become a more sophisticated version of radar, detecting where radio signals come from. So television and radio transmitters will become targets in Clark's and Gunzinger's predicted future. This is Tom Rowe for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.